This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. There are many Americas, and one of them is Latin America. People from the Spanish Caribbean and Central and South America who've long come to the U.S. for a better working life, bringing their music and culture. That's led to new music from the great Latin tropical jazz heroes of New York City like Tito Puente, Machito, and Mongo Santa Maria, to the conjunto scene of the Southwest and East L.A. rock from Los Lobos.
We felt that there was a need for us to bring back some of the culture. That's the whole reason why we were doing it. We didn't get up in the lines and, you know, we didn't wave the flags, but we thought we could do it with music.
Los Lobos Cesar Rosas and more of the band En Conversación y Música. Also Charlie Parker's Latin turn in New York jazz and the Bay Area's Los Cenzantes, the Mockingbirds, new creators in the Mexican-American cultural scene, all coming up. Vamos on our Crossover Dreams Latin music program with the great Texas accordion player, Flaco Jimenez. It's a song written by his brother Santiago about a man fed up by his girlfriend's running around, so he decides to go out and have some fun himself. Ahí te dejo en San Antonio. I'm gonna leave you in San Antonio en Rutas Americanas.
Ya no quiero que me beses ni besarte, ni mirarte, ni siquiera oír tu voz. Porque supe que tenías otro amante y en Laredo ya tenías otros dos. Te gusta mucho el baile y bailas al compás. Te vas hasta Laredo y quieres más y más. A correr, te gusta mucho el baile y bailas al compás, te vas hasta Laredo y quieres más y más. Hay momentos que pareces el demonio cuando mueves la cintura pa' bailar. Te gusta mucho el baile y bailas al compás. Te vas hasta Laredo y quieres más y más.
Para bailar la bamba se necesita una and the other became a car. A car skidded into the rain, making the last little one the same. One more light goes out in America. A young girl tosses a coin in the wishing well. She hopes for a heaven while for her there's just this hell. She gave away a life to become somebody's wife. Another wish unanswered in America.
People having so much faith, die too soon while all the rest are made. We write a song that no one sings on a cold black stone where a lasting peace will finally break.
David Hidalgo from Los Lobos, singing lead on a composition of his with Luis Perez, One Time, One Night in America. David also plays accordion and that Latin rockabilly guitar. Before that, Ricardo Esteban Valenzuela Reyes, the Mexican-American rock and roll pioneer known as Richie Valens, who died famously at age 17 in the 1959 plane crash that also took Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. In 1987, Los Lobos would later cover Valens' hit La Bamba for the biopic soundtrack of the same name. And I always liked how Lobos played the old Veracruzan Jarocho song acoustically at the end. Los Lobos are truly a Mexican and American band. A sonic feast of Mexican acoustic music traditions, blended later with large helpings of R&B, rock, and soul. David Hidalgo, Luis Perez, Conrad Lorenzo, and Cesar Rosas have been writing and performing together for over three decades, a partnership that began back at Garfield High in East L.A. I spoke to longtime Lobos songwriter Luis Perez about the band's neighborhood roots.
We grew up in a real traditional Mexican-American neighborhood. I lived across the street from the Catholic Church. There was a corner store. There was a tortilleria on the corner, a tamale place around from that corner. Of course, a liquor store and a barbershop. That's what made East LA so insulated, because yeah, we had everything we needed. Right. We didn't have Starbucks or anything like that. But I grew up listening to Mexican music. My mom played it. She listened to rancheras, and she listened to, on Saturdays, watched the Cal Worthington country music marathons on television. When I was tall enough to reach the knob on the radio, then I discovered choice. And that's when I discovered, like, in a radio, back when you can listen to James Brown and Jimi Hendrix and the Yardbirds in the same 10 minutes. You know, we don't play music that is expected to come from four guys from East LA.
Right.
Not even the parents. It was like the whole body, or all of East LA was wondering what the heck is going on with these guys. Load up the van, go across the LA River into the new territory, And at that time, you know, punk rock was happening. We came into the door of the musical world through punk rock.
Yeah.
You know? And when we did that, it was...
there were questions.
They figured, well, next time we're going to see Louis, he's going to have a blue mohawk, or what's the deal here, you know? But it was great. It was good for us. I think it was, at one point, we created kind of a bridge between East L.A. and Los Angeles on the other side of the river.
Thoughts from Louis Perez, a born in East L.A. insider, all about the band he helped create in 1973, Los Lobos. We also caught up with band members Cesar Rosas and Steve Berlin. Steve from Philly is the only outsider in the otherwise all Chicano band. His baritone sax from LA's The Blasters joined Los Lobos in the early 80s. We'll hear from Steve in a moment, but first, Cesar Rosas, the only member of Los Lobos born in Mexico.
Well, you know, I used to live in the desert from the time I was born till 9 years old. The only music I knew was what we call norteño music, which is the Mexican polka-style accordion. That's where I came from. And then when I came to the U.S., all of a sudden it was 1962. It was boom, right into rock and roll, you know, Chuck Berry and everything.
Well, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. Yes, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. Anything you want, they got it right here in the USA.
I remember the first things I ever saw at the theater were Elvis Presley movies. I was going, wow, man, who the hell is this guy, you know? And then, of course, I was there when the Beatles first came to America, you know, the Ed Sullivan Show. So I grew up with all of that. Then I got into, like, James Brown, Aretha, all the R&B stuff, you know? And I grew up also with the little transistor radios, you know? So I grew up with all the cool stuff that ever happened in the history of rock and roll, you know? Beach Boys, Beatles, the Rolling Stones.
Well, I was looking back at just another band from East L.A., which I think David has referred to as the Yellow Album, as opposed to the White Album of the Beatles, one of six.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
But everything on that record, todo está en español. It's a mix of sones and rancheras and corridos.
Señores, pido licencia para cantarle a mi amor.
We started Los Lobos as that, you know. We were young rockers, and we decided to put together a band that was dedicated to the Mexican folk music and the traditions, which is really against all the thread that was going on, you know.
That's brave to me, my way of thinking.
It was pretty crazy, you know.
Did you feel then a political point of view in making the music and being out as Los Lobos?
Well, we always felt that way. We felt that there was a need for us to bring back some of the culture. That's the whole reason why we were doing it. We didn't get up in the lines and, you know, we didn't wave the flags, but we thought we could do it with music.
Let me ask you one other thing about this period. You're playing in restaurants, and I noticed that you must have been plugging in here and there, because I noticed that some restaurant got rid of you because you played too loud.
The first gig we did, we were all traditional and stuff, and then a few years went by, and we got an offer to play at another place. And we were kind of, you know, we were getting requests from the audience. We were being challenged. Hey, can you guys play, you know, blues or a Stone song or whatever? And we would do it. We would play it on the acoustic guitars, and we would blow people's minds because they were like, well, what the hell are these guys, you know? They just played all this hardcore traditional music, Mexican music, and now they're playing, you know, like a Howlin' Wolf tune or something, or Beatles tune, or Rolling Stones tune, you know, on the acoustic guitars. And, you know, we kind of started sneaking, you know, small little Fender amplifiers on stage and stuff. And that's how everything got started again, you know, the rock and roll phase of Los Lobos. And yes, we got fired because we started playing that rude rock and roll music, you know.
Long
let me ask you, Steve, given that you had come from the East Coast and were not part of the original guys, Garfield, East L.A., et cetera, how did they welcome you into the band?
Oddly enough, there was a musical commonality. Obviously, the cultural thing couldn't have been more different. But, you know, from the first moment that we started talking about music, and it was almost as if we had lived in the same neighborhood or, you know, lived in the same family for that matter, because it was almost all the same stuff. You know, at that point, I had knew nothing about the Norteño tradition that Caesar was talking about. The guy said, well, you know, there's sax parts for these songs. You guys want to come down and learn them? Yeah, sure, let's do it. Kind of started with that, and then gradually I played on more and more songs and became less a blaster and more Lobo.
By the time you make How Will the Wolves Survive in 84, there's this great kind of 80s rock song that raises the question of the survival of the wolf. Great, great record. So at that point, I mean, what is the symbol when you ask that question, how will the wolves survive?
Well, I guess we felt like wolves in America, you know, traveling all over the place. And it sounds a little corny, but it's true, you know.
Up to that point, everything we had done pretty much it was our version of a Norteño song, our version of a Cajun song, like Let's Say Goodnight. And I remember Dave walked in with that song, and I just remember it very clearly in my mind, like, oh, okay, everything changes from here on out. That's it. It was just a stunning song, stunning moment, and it just kind of gave us a new perspective on what we could do, you know, where we could go in the future from that point.
Caesar, you've continued to both love the rhythm and blues and soul, rock and roll, but also to keep great Mexicano music floating into the repertoire of the group. Chucu's Cumbia on the Town and the City is a great mix, it seems to me. It's got a bluesy vibe, and yet, of course, this is a cumbia and something that you sing.
Vamos a dance, a pachanguear. Voy con los vatos en mi clantón. Voy a encontrar a mi querer.
The last few years, I've kind of got into cumbias. You know, I've always loved the cumbia. The cumbia beat, for me, has always been a very danceable beat, you know, and it's, the kids like it.
Qué bonito suena esta cumbia, cumbia. Los batón le gusta. Baila chucos cumbia. Qué bonito suena esta cumbia, cumbia. Los batón le gusta.
And of course we have fun with it because we don't play it in the very traditional sense. But I like to say that we sort of play it in sort of like an East LA manner, you know.
You know, even audiences that have no clue what a cumbia is, the beat is so elemental that they jump up every time they hear it. It's a guaranteed crowd pleaser pretty
yeah.
much.
On the recent recording, Tin Can Trust, you do Mujer Ingrata. That sounds like just a classic heartbreak split man-woman kind of song. And here you are doing another one.
Mi corazón y alma está muy triste porque te fuiste a nunca aparecer. Traiciones y mentiras que me hiciste un día adelante ya no las vas a hacer.
I like a lot of those old, like, 50s Norteño songs that are very much like that, you know. It's just, wow, you know, it's just like a dagger through the heart kind of a thing, you know.
Yeah.
Just between a man and a woman, you know. And that's the way I wrote it, man. Just to keep it like that, you know. For me, it keeps that old tradition going, man. I think it's very important, you know.
Me estoy muriendo, me estoy matando por un ingrata que me hace tanto malo. Me estoy muriendo, me estoy matando por un ingrata que
What's still East LA about Los Lobos?
Everything, you know? Yeah, everything is there. You know, that's where we grew up at, and everything in our lives is really there, you know? It taught us a lot of things, you know? East LA, the streets and everything.
We still find ourselves working in garages quite a bit. I mean, that part hasn't changed much. We record in one a lot. And
you heard the term, you know, that everybody says now, you know, we're keeping it real.
We always keeps
us going. That's, hey, there ain't no jive here, man.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Hey, here's to the future for the survival of the wolf and its prosperity.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Salud.
Le canto a mi patria. Le canto a mi gente, le canto a mi madre, le canto a mi padre y hasta el presidente. Este ritmo suave que me hace bailar a todas las chicas, ay qué bonitas las pongo a gozar. Qué bonito baila, baila cumbia mi morena, mueve la cintura y ya me hace que yo me muera.
Guitarist singer Cesar Rosas and sax man Steve Berlin of Los Lobos, the Wolves are thriving, heading into their fourth decade. In a moment, we'll hear how the Mockingbirds do it. That's the name of Los Cenzontles, a band and art center near San Francisco, when American Roots gets back on the road.